John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're very curious about the wild cards, what the races look like, who is catching your attention. What do you think is going to happen at this point in the wild cards?
Yeah, in the National League, which I think has really got your attention, is, I think the Diamondbacks and the Padres will be in. And I do think it's probably between the Braves and the Mets for that final wild card spot. Obviously, the Reds think they're in it, and they're behind the Cubs. The Reds claimed Amed Rosario yesterday and are paying him some extra money. Not a lot, but they claimed him, so they still think they're in it, and they're six out of the wild card. The Cubs are 5.5. So apparently, the Reds think they're in it, so maybe the Cubs think they're in it, too. I don't know.
Do you think the Cubs are in it? Do you think they have what it takes in the final 37 games to go on the type of run that would be necessary to get back and pass these three teams in front of them?
Well, technically, they are in it. 5.5 games can be made up. We've seen teams make up 7 games in 17 days. So it is possible, theoretically. And look, their bullpen has actually been pretty good lately. It wasn't good early, but it's been good lately. They've got some arms in there now. And, I'm not going to write them off, but, I don't know what Fangraphs says, but I think we're talking 5% or less, probably.
When you look at the schedule and the idea that the Cubs have the easiest schedule remaining among the National League teams, does that have any bearing given how they haven't been able to put together any runs at this point?
I don't think it does a ton. Look, the Mets just played, not counting the White Sox, they played the 4 worst teams in baseball in August already and went 6-6. So, these teams are scrappy, other than the White Sox, on any given day. And even the White Sox, they beat the Yankees 12-2 one game. They ended an Astros winning streak. So, these easiest and hardest schedules, I've looked at them, and usually it's the easiest schedule, the team's playing a schedule with a 47% winning percentage, and the hardest is a 52% or something. I really think it's a minor difference, and the Cubs are just going to have to play better. That's basically it.
John, last week on ESPN.com, there was a report that MLB is considering, or at least toying with the idea of giving pitchers a 6-inning minimum to restore starting pitching in baseball, which would be contrary to everything else that seems to be happening in baseball. What do you think of the idea, and how likely is it to be implemented?
Yeah, I personally think it's ridiculous. I think it has about as much chance as they were going to move the mound back for a while, right? Wasn't that one of the ideas?
Yeah.
I think the biggest issue is the injuries for the pitchers. So you've got to do what you can to prevent the injuries. This doesn't seem like that would do that. And it would just be, open the door for more, BS shenanigans. I'm coming out. I don't feel so good. Whatever. To me, it makes no sense. Then again, the 3 batter rule made no sense, and they did implement that. But I don't see how they can do that. I think less than half the games are probably the starting pitcher throws 6 innings now. So I'm not seeing that. There's got to be a way to do it, to get the starting pitchers, make it more of a big deal. And, obviously the Rays started it with the opener, and I get it. It's not great. When you go to the game, and certainly when the kids go to the game, they want to see the great starters, or at least the good starters, throwing more than an inning or 2 innings or 3 innings. But I just don't see how you can force teams to keep guys in for 6 innings. I think the injuries is a bigger issue than the length of the starts.
This segment with John Heyman is brought to you by Grainger, official partner of the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. So John, we see the Little League World Series game yesterday, and you got Detroit somehow beating the Yankees, and Detroit has got 6 players, 24 or younger. They brought up all these guys, and they're playing all these guys. Are they going to be one of the teams to watch moving forward? Are those young players going to be pretty good for themselves as we move forward?
You know what? We've been saying that the Tigers are a team to watch for a little while now. I'm a little hesitant to say that, but look, they got Scooble, who pitched last night, who's fantastic, and they've got a kid named Job who could give them a good 1-2 punch at the top of the rotation. I don't think they have enough hitting. They picked Torkelson number one overall. That number one overall, a lot of that's a crapshoot the year that you're in. You know, if you've got a year where Skeens is the number one, okay, that's fantastic. Or you've got a year where you've got a choice of Rutschman or Bobby Witt Jr., that's equally as fantastic. But there are some years where there's no obvious number one pick, and the Tigers seem to get those years where they get the number one pick, and you know, Torkelson has already been sent down. He's now back, so they need to have hitting. I'm not seeing where they're getting hitting. Your guy Javier Baez, I shouldn't put him on you guys, but the Cubs guy, you know, I think his career looks like it's winding down. Shockingly, I mean, to me, and right. You know, they need to come up with a shortstop. We'll see. They've got a kid. That kid, Colt Keith, looks decent now at second base. That's good, but their offense, to me, does not look good enough.
John, at some point, it's inevitable we're going to be talking about covering a managerial search by the White Sox. They are going to have to fill the position.
Right.
How viable of a candidate would you consider Grady Sizemore to be?
Well, they've said they're going outside, but of course, you know, people change their minds. You know, the players love him. I would assume they're going to go outside. I you know, I don't think it's 100%, but I think that's probably likely. And I even though A.J. Pradzinski is not a member of the White Sox now, I wouldn't consider him exactly outside either. I think I hope what outside means is somebody who's not been affiliated with the White Sox who can bring in some new ideas. I think that's the way they should go. Grady Sizemore, you know, I think he's probably a great coach. I mean, they've taken some gambles at manager. I don't think this is the time to gamble. I think they need to go outside. And if they could get somebody with experience, that would be great. But, you know, if somebody's good and has experience, like Skip Schumacher, I mean, they're going to have choices, right? I don't know that they're going to jump at the White Sox. No matter how great a city Chicago is, you know, you're probably in for at least another couple of years of losing.
Yeah, they have done a really good job of staying with managers here. They've stayed with Pedro through thick and thin, right up to the point where they fired him, and then they won a couple games, but I don't know that that means anything. It just seems like maybe the fact that you stayed with them as long as you did is going to be one of the things that adds to the worst season in history.
Yeah, I mean, he was only there for a year and a half, right? Was that staying with him a long time?
Well,
I guess so. From your perspective, I guess so. And you're very kind to say there was thick and thin. What was the thick part? I don't know.
Where was the thick? Yeah.
You're very kind, Mully. You're really looking on the bright side. I love to see that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's sad when you're too loyal and you've stayed with a guy for a year and a half. I mean, that's not a good situation, but you know, I still have faith in Chris Getz. I think he's going to figure it out, and I think they'll be on the right track at some point here. But it does look like it's not going to be next year, at least, and going to take a while. I'm wondering when they shut down Crochet. I mean, he's up from 12 innings to what, 140 something now.
Right.
I mean, why make him keep going out there? He's already got more than 10 times the number of innings he had last year. I wouldn't take any chances with him because he is a great talent.
John, is there any question that manager of the year in the American League is Stephen Vogt and in the National League is Pat Murphy?
Not for me. I'm on MLB Network this morning and I'm doing my best five managing jobs, and those are 1 and 2. Those are the two guys, and they both have that 72-52 record. They both incredible. The only real difference is, I think, Murphy, and with Milwaukee's got an 11-game lead, as no team has a winning record, no other team has a winning record in the NL Central. AL Central is still not decided yet. It's only two games, but it's been a great job by Vogt and by Murphy. Murphy, to me, has been a miracle worker, considering they traded Burns. They've lost Yelich. Devin Williams missed the first half. Woodruff is going to miss the whole season. To me, he's the clear number one, but, yep, you were right. Right on it. 1 and 2. Very good job, Dave.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy. A lot of fun.
All right. Good luck with your White Sox, Mully.
Thanks, John.
I feel for you.
Yeah, take care.
Hard to watch.
See you later.
All right, Phil. That
thick
is
and thin.
John Heyman.
Through
well,
thick and thin.
Thin and thin, I guess.
Thin and thinner.